10:04 mark of the first quarter. And the PAT goes from number 8 to number 5, and Keaton Nickel helps put the Falcons up 8-0 here in the first quarter, one possession, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays and a touchdown for the Falcons going 65 yards. And Grandview Christian will get their chance in just a moment. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. And the Falcons take care of business and get a 42-yard touchdown run from Carson Keeper. And Trent Moore to Keaton Nickel. Dakota Lovett will be kicking off for the Falcons. Matt Bellin, not sure what the deal is there, but Lovett boots it up. It's high and will be fielded at the 13. And coming from right to left, getting across the 20 is, I believe, Burt. And Noah Burt. And the rain is coming down on the outside. It's still kind of bright, but the Falcons don't seem to mind. The rain coming down, shotgun formation, and the quarterback steps up in the pocket, being chased and brought down by Mitch Sinclair right around the line of scrimmage. A Great Western Bank, great play there by number 64, Mitch Sinclair. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for Grandview Christian. Wilson spreads out to cover the receiver wide to the left. Shotgun again, and it's an option. Pitches it out. Got a little bit of room. Crossed the 25 out near the 30. Brought down by Carson. Ball's on the turf. Ball will be spotted at the 28. And a 7-yard pickup. Third down, coming up for Grandview, trailing Wayne 8-0 with 8:20 left in the first quarter. Rain lighting up a little bit, and pitch out to the running back, and he appears very close, if not a first down. They stop the clock, and they may come out and measure it. It's across the 30 to the 31, and they are, it appears, going to bring out the chains. And it's either going to be a first down for Grandview Christian or it'll be fourth and very short. Falcons go to the sidelines during the measurement. Wayne leading 8-0 with 8:14 to go in the first quarter. And it is 5 or 6 inches short. It'll be fourth down and decision time for Grandview Christian. The umbrellas and ponchos are still out, but it appears to have lightened up quite a bit. And we'll see what Grandview Christian coach decides to do, Coach John Stafford. Wayne is up as though they are going for it, and there is a player deep here, Burt, but he can run, so you got to play this and make him punt it. Oh, Nick Matley into the backfield had a chance to block that. Great punt, but it all gets all the way to the end zone, stays in bounds, and it'll be a touchback. So good punt reverses the field position a little bit, and the Falcons do not return it. So from their own 15, Wayne will have the ball for the second time. They won the toss, took the ball, and here we are 4 minutes after the opening kickoff. Wayne is ahead 8-0, and they have the ball moving left to right. Wilson wide to the right. Baker and Kiefer behind Moore. Moore pitches back to Kiefer, running left. Gets across the 15 out to the 18-yard line. Gets it to the, it'll be spotted at the 19, so 4-yard pickup for Carson. And Moore takes the snap, hands it off. Carson trying to stay low, gets hit early and drives forward for about a yard. 1 yard pickup to the 20. And it'll be third down for the Falcons. Seven yards now on six carries for Carson Kiefer. And the Falcons face third down once again. And about 5 yards to go for a first. Dropping straight back is Moore. Looking over the middle. Throws it high. It's complete to Keaton Nickel. He's got some space. Being chased by the Grandview Christian player and upended inside the 10. Great diving shoestring tackle by the defender. But a big pass play Moore to Keaton Nickel over the middle. And they will spot that at the 7. So from the 20 would be 20 to midfield and 33 more. Flag appears to be down. We're going to negate that. And the 53-yard play will come back with a block in the back against the Falcons at the just right short of midfield. 10-yard penalty from the spot puts it at the Wayne 39. So altogether, but it is enough for a Falcon first down, courtesy of Farm Bureau. And from their own 39, Wayne will snap it again. Wilson, wide right, backs in the eye. Moore takes the snap, hands it off. Carson coming right, but wrapped up immediately. He loses a yard on defensive penetration by number 52, Robbie Seiler, with the tackle for a loss. So now Wayne is looking at second and 11. And from their own 38, with the rain picking up once again, Moore dropping back, throwing it toward the near side, incomplete. Intended for Carson, but a little high and a little wet. Incomplete, makes third down and long for Wayne. Third and about 11. And a big play coming up for the Falcon offense near midfield. Carson and Blade will be in the backfield. Blade split out a little bit to the left. Tight formation on the line. Pitch back to Carson, running left. No room or not enough. He's going to be driven out of bounds across midfield, but well short of the first down. It will be spotted at the Thunder 39, so a 3-yard pickup is all for Carson there. And Wayne will punt. And I think, is that Trevor Wilson punting? Oh, and the snap goes between his legs. He's chasing it all the way back, falling on it inside the Falcon 20. Low snap between his legs, and a little slow reacting was Trevor. So technically, that's not a punt. That'd be a fumble recovery at the 19. I'm sorry, the 14. And Grandview Christian now in the shotgun formation throws it out here to the left and tackled by Wilson around the 10 is number 2, Jackson Near. So a 4-yard pickup makes 2nd and 6 at the Wayne 10 inside the Rods Auto red zone of the Falcons are the Grandview Thunder. Option play to the right. Quarterback's going to keep it. He's going to get across the line of scrimmage, I think. Close to it, anyway. Well, they'll spot it at the Falcon 8. 2-yard pickup. 3rd down for Grandview Christian. With the Falcons leading 8-0, 4:40 to go in the first quarter here at Saydell. Dropping back, quarterback Pratt throws it over the middle. It's intercepted, and it'll be a touchback. Wilson had his foot in the end zone when he came down. Falcons... Trevor Wilson with his first interception of the season, and that is a great Western Bank play. Great play. Touchback. So a turnover goes back to the Falcons. The interception return of 0, and Wayne will start from their own 15, leading 8-0 with 4:26 to go in the first quarter. Moore hands it off, and it's Carson, and he drives up toward the 18, 19-yard line. Give him 3, and it'll be 2nd and 7. From the Grandview Christian, 18-yard line, Wayne leading 8, zip. First quarter on a rainy night outside the press box. Beautiful, breezy weather conditions inside the press box, and we're glad you're with us. Carson coming out wide right. He's going to be dragged down with a gain across the 20 near the 24, 25. That'll give him 6. And Wayne will be a yard or so short of first down from their own 24. Following the touchback, Wilson fumbled the snap. Oh, ball on the ground, and Carson falls on it, but that blows 3rd down. And Wayne will keep the ball, but lose a few yards and make a tough 4th down. So we're now at 20 on the 21-yard line, a loss of 3. And it'll be 4th down. A couple of fumbles for Wayne, an interception for Grandview Christian. A clean snap this time, and Wilson hits a ground ball, fielded at the 21, and coming back toward the left side, evades the first 2-3 Falcons, and Dakota Lovett wraps him up. At the 25, Rasmussen on the return. They'll spot that right, nose of the ball right at the 25. So, Wayne unable to do anything on that possession. Fumble again hurts him. But Grandview Christian takes the ball at their own 25. Trailing the Falcons 8-0 with 2:28 to go in the first. And the handoff shotgun always hit in the backfield but bounces off. Burt heading up the field will get out near the 30. Flag comes down late. Humberg with that carry. And the penalty will come against Wayne. and moved the ball up a little bit further. Got a good out to the 28, and then the penalty will be a 15-yarder. And so from the Falcon 37 now, second time in the, here in the first quarter, Grandview Christian has crossed the midfield stripe with the ball and sending three receivers out and throwing it across the middle. It is intercepted by, is that Blade Baker? It is. Blade picks it off at the Falcon 25. They'll spot that ball right at the 25. Turnover, two interceptions, and a punt by Grandview Christian in their first three drives. The Falcons had a touchdown and a couple of fumbles on a wet night. So from their own 25, four, dropping straight back. No one open, stepping up in the pocket will take off and run and gets across the 30, out near the 35. It'll be close to a first down for quarterback Trent Moore. The ball is right on the 35. No indication yet whether or not, and it is going to be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on a 10-yard pickup by Trent Moore. Farm Bureau first down brought to you by our charter sponsor, Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Moore, hands off. Carson, running left, gets free. He's out to the inside the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. Flower pot touchdown for Carson Kiefer. No flags down. That one was 45 yards. And that comes at the 1:44 mark of the first quarter. 45-yard touchdown run by Carson gives the Falcons a 14-0 lead for the moment. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Receiver spread out wide each way. Moore under center with Blade behind him. Will drop straight back, throw it to the near side, incomplete over the head of Carson. PAT fails, but we still thank the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home for sponsoring it. And Wayne leads 14-0 with 1:44 to go in the first quarter. And try to get that back to the studio via text as well. I know they're listening in, but we got games going on being broadcast all over the place. Hey, your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact Jared at 641-414-0234. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon football. And you can hear Jared if you can make it out next week to the Sailing Athletic Complex at Purdy Field. Expecting a good play-by-play season again from Jared in the press box. But Lovett will kick off. And the People's Company kickoff lands and goes out of bounds by a yard or so at about the 12. So they will have a choice now. They can back them up and re-kick it or take a penalty, and the coaching staff for Grandview Christian is alerting the officials what they choose to do at this point. And the kicking tee is being picked up and taken to the sideline, so Grandview Christian appears to want the ball, and I believe they get it at the 25. So the ball will be placed at the 25. Grandview Christian will take over 1:44 to go in the first. Wayne leading 14-0. And the rain has not completely stopped, but it's slowed down. This is a turf field, so great conditions. And misdirection play. Quarterback coming up the middle. Ball on the turf. Falcons on it. Beanbags go down. I think that'll be a turnover. Mitch Sinclair comes up with the ball. And that comes at the Thunder 24. Offensively, things kind of falling apart for the Thunder. So Wayne, first and 10 at the Grandview Christian 24. Moore under center, Baker behind him. Baker stays in the block. Moore rolls right, throws short, complete, and it is Wilson fighting, driving into the flower pot end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Moore with a pass to Trevor Wilson, and at 1:28, the Falcons are back on the board. 24-yard completion for the touchdown, brought to you by the flower pot in Corydon. 1:28 to go in the first, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt again. Receivers split wide each way. Moore dropping straight back, rolling right now, tucking it in, trying to fight for it. Bulldogs his way in, complete. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is run in by Trent Moore. And so that will make your score 22-0 with 1:28 to go in the first. And get that sent back to the studio. Hey, the flower pot for all your floral needs. Contact the flower pot in Corydon, your full-service floral and gift shop on the square. Call them at 872-3600. That's 641-872-3600 in Corydon for all your floral and gift needs. Thanks to the Flower Pot for sponsoring Falcon football and touchdowns. Hopefully we will be announcing them gobs of times throughout the season. Gobs is the official number of the Falcons. How many are you going to score tonight? Gobs. Okay, and Lovett. No, Wilson will kick off now. And Grandview is deep. The Falcons are set. And the People's Company kickoff by Trevor Wilson is higher and deeper, and it will bounce inside the five and go into the end zone for a touchback. So Grandview Christian will take it at their own 15, trailing Wayne 22-0 with 1:28 to go in the first quarter. Here from Sadell, Grandview Christian and Ankeny Christian combined this year. Wayne played Ankeny Christian last year, and the two schools have combined their football program for this fall. And they are going by the Grandview Thunder. Under center this time, quarterback in an option, pitches it out to the right, chased by Baker all the way to the sideline from his linebacker position. Blade Baker pushes him out of bounds. And the option will pick up a few. I think he got maybe three out to the 18, between the 17 and 18. So it's second down now, 1:21 to go in the first quarter with Wayne up 22-0. Once again, quarterback under center now instead of the shotgun. I think it was just too wet to continue that. I wonder how much is changing there. Oh, the ball's on the turf. Falcons fighting for it, but it goes out of bounds. Grandview will retain possession but lose several yards down around the 10. Third down now from their own 10, Grandview Christian. The wet conditions appear to be hurting them as they they run pitches and like to throw the ball. Falcons more just hand it off to Carson Kiefer and let him go. And now the quarterback under some pressure in the end zone throws it well out of bounds. I didn't see a receiver in the area, but incomplete pass makes fourth down and long for Grandview Christian. Carson will retreat to his own 33 and away the punt attempt there with 1:07 to go in the first quarter, Wayne up 22-0. And the punter standing on his own goal line, clean snap, gets it away. Oh, a diving Matley, fielded cleanly by Carson at the 35, heading up the right side, gets around the initial guys, needs a block from Blade, and steps out of bounds at the 21. So from his own 35 to the 21 would be 5 and 19, 24 yards. Return, 24. Carson trying already to get a Shivers Manufacturing player the first half, and it will be timeout. Copy plus timeout. And your score with 46 seconds left in the first quarter is 22-0. Wayne with the Falcons knocking on the Rods Auto red zone once again. At the Grandview Christian 21-yard line. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. The staff members at Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from a loss. Wayne with a lot of skilled players returning this year, and it's showing right now. They are up 22-0 in the first quarter, and a lot of that is due to a strong contender for your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half, Carson Kiefer, trying to take that, and you can take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Shivers, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in our sixth season. Moore under center, hands it off to Carson. Carson trying to fight up the middle, not much there. Gets, I think, inside the 20. And they'll spot it at the 19, give him 2. So from the 19 of Grandview Christian, give Carson a couple more. We'll total up those stats for you. Quarterback Trent Moore playing a good, solid game. I mean, you come to expect that from him, and it he rarely lets you down. Moore fakes the handoff. Nice play, and throws it high toward the end zone. Complete! Wilson, touchdown! Electric. Keaton Nickel right there as well, but with 0.3 seconds left in the first quarter, 19-yard touchdown pass Moore to Wilson. And just a minute, we've got some competition. Trevor Wilson with a 19-yard touchdown reception. Great fake by Moore. Got those two open near the goal line and then threw it up there and a nice leaping catch. Trevor Wilson, without a step, can jump over a ping pong table sideways. That's impressive. Shotgun, Moore, throwing to the right side, complete. And your Randolph Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good to Keaton Nickel. And that gives the Falcons a 30-0 lead with 0.3 seconds left. 0.3 seconds. This will be just a kickoff, and that's about it. Hey, John Price, your Farm Bureau agent, Gordon. Stop in, let him give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. John offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. 872-2725. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. A great charter sponsor, as many of ours are, of these Falcon broadcasts. Can send us a text, 641, and Matty B kicks that one. It's high and fielded at the 8 and heading to the left side, now cutting it back. Has a room. Oh, and the ball's on the turf, picked up by the Falcons around the 20. Not sure who picks up the fumble to kick off, but it might have been kicker Matt Bellin in the area. And things go from bad to worse for Grandview Christian. And the thing is, he had a little bit of space and a little bit of room to run in cutting it back, but it'll be spotted just outside the 20. Great Western Bank, great play there. I'm going to give credit in my book to Matt Bellin, the kicker, but it may not have been him. That's a long way for Matty B to run in that short amount of time. But that is a great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons, leading Grandview Christian at the end of the first quarter, 30-0. And we'll have the ball. And have the lead. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. If you're looking for new tires, Rod can get you the tires you want, and he'll mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod at 641-872-2338. Falcons have the ball at the Grandview Christian 20-yard line. Moore dropping straight back. Two receivers heading downfield. He's throwing toward Nickel. Incomplete. I think the defender tipped that one. And if not, Nickel was behind him, had a chance for a touchdown, but knocked down around the 5. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the 20, or just outside the 20. Lane leading 30-0 with 11:55 to go in the second quarter. Eric Seidel, love it, wide right, Nickel the tight end, backs in the eye behind the senior co-captains, it's Carson coming left, bouncing it outside, 10, 5, pushed to the corner, touchdown, flower pot touchdown for Carson Keeper, 20-yard scamper on the left side. Picking up where his brother left off a year ago, Carson Keeper with a 20-yard touchdown here to start the second quarter. Keeper's third touchdown run of the night, and we have a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming. Moore from the gun. Deep in the gun, two receivers each direction. Bounces the snap. He's under pressure, rolls to the right. Now he's going to tuck it in and try it. And he's in. Trent Moore for his second PAT attempt. P- DAT is good, and Wayne leads 38-0. That'll push us into continuous clock mode at 11:41 in the second quarter. Actually, it would have been regardless the PAT, but it is 38-0 Falcons. And we're at 11:41 of the second quarter. At the Naughty Rock Motel, we take pride in keeping our rooms clean and comfortable and giving you the best service. We have free Wi-Fi, flat screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Rooms starting out at $48 a night and up. Give us a call, 872-2533, or go to our website, www.naughtyrockmotel@yahoo.com, and book your room. Naughty Rock, again, is Corydon, spelled backwards. So, starting out 11:41, we go into continuous clock mode, and we'll stay that way until Grandview Christian cuts the spread less than 35 points. Lovett will kick this time, and its high will be fielded inside the 5, and coming to the right side, Matt Lee's down there again. One of the first, I didn't get through the first group. Lovett, Wilson, and Lovett, Wilson, and Baker finally bring him down at the 22. So Grandview Christian will start from their own 22, and teams have switched sides. Falcons now moving from your right to your left. A receiver split out wide to the left, and from it's a quarterback option from the gun, and pitches it and has some room heading down the far sideline. Tripped up inside the 30 at the 25, and that'll be a first down for Grandview Christian, their first offense in some time. And it'll be spotted at the Falcon 25, so 18 and 15, 33-yard run. And that is Grandview Christian's first down of the game, and it comes at the 11:09 mark here in the second quarter. And now option play again to the right side, and a well-timed pitch by the quarterback. Baker wraps him up inside the 20. Be down to the 15, and that will be a first down to the Falcon 15. Grandview Christian, first down. It's Falcon 15 in the Rods Auto Red Zone fumble, but the running back alertly picks it up, and he's going to make something out of it. And a strong collision with Keaton Nickel inside the 15. Nickel brings him down, but really turned nothing into something on that one for Grandview. And they have the ball now at the Falcon 12. Wayne leading. Pickup of 3. Grandview Christian from the gun. Clean snap, and the quarterback option up the middle bounces off his own player and will go down inside the 10. Short of the 5, it'll be third down. Quarterback Crab gets it to the Falcon 7. And so now from the 8. Third down, Grandview Christian needing to get around to the 5, and the pitch to the right has a couple of blockers stringing the play out of the Falcons, and he's going to be stopped, I think, a little bit short, depends on the spot. It's down to the six, or, and I think they're not even going to, the yardage marker is across the five, so it's going to be fourth down. And Grandview Christian will go for it and need to get the ball across the five, but not by very far. And so a yard and a half to go for first down. Quarterback runs to the left. He's going to have it. He's heading toward the corner. Touchdown. 6 yard touchdown run by the quarterback. That one comes at 8:47 to go in the first quarter. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will bring you this PAT attempt as well. And so they are going to line up, and we are looking at, for a PAT attempt, they're going to put a kicking tee down. They want Burke to kick it, and it looks good from here. The officials agree. And that makes your score, Wayne 38, Grandview Christian 7. And that takes us out of continuous clock mode. And so we've got a People's Company kickoff coming up here. And Falcons leading the Thunder for the moment, 38-7. And tell you, we really appreciate all of our sponsors, and Jared Chambers, he's your auctioneer and agent for the People's Company. You can call Jared at 641-414-0234. That's 414-0234. And tell Jared thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, this People's Company kickoff. Brought to you by People's Company, whether it's ag land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, land investing services, anywhere in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Kick is high toward the near sideline, fielded inside the five at the three, and heading the far sideline, it is Wilson spinning, getting out near midfield, balls on the turf. And Falcons recover it, but lose a yard or two. And the ball will be spotted. So from the 3 to the 38 is 35 for Trevor Wilson. We're going to have to put a number 6 here in the keep track of them column. So from their own 38, Wayne snap handoff to fullback Blade Baker across midfield and gets it to the Grandview Christian 39-38. About a 4 yard pickup from 38 to 38 with Wayne sitting at 38 and Grandview Christian 7. Here in quarter number 2 from Sadell's Field, the umbrellas are out, but it's beautiful in the press box. The handoff, and Carson will stumble, trip on his own feet, be brought down at the line of scrimmage, no gain. And Carson. Third down for the Falcons, and about 6 to go. Lovett and Wilson, Lovett and Leavitt, we'll call him, out to the right. Baker the only back behind Moore. Moore rolling to the right, a little bit of pressure, throwing it deep, and underthrows it, but it's complete. And that's Trevor Wilson, ball's on the turf, Grandview on it. Wilson inside the 10 and fumbles. Grandview Christian picks it up at the 7. Wilson had to come back about 5 yards for that ball. It had it been thrown cleanly, I don't think there would have been enough contact to have forced a fumble, but Wilson having to come back for it cost the Falcons. Grandview Christian, quarterback under some pressure, got to get rid of it, throws it long, and it is incomplete. Knocked away by Baker at the last minute. Quarterback is down, and the staff for Grandview Christian immediately coming out, grab their veteran quarterback, is down on the turf, and we sure don't want him to be hurt, but... he was under some pressure and brought down right as he was throwing. It was still a good throw. It was catchable, but it was, you know, one of those iffy ones. They crabbed down, and now they've laid him on his back and are bringing the coach out to talk to him as well. Hopefully that young man has already played a good game so far. Our status right now, we are Wayne at Grandview Christian, playing the game at Saydell, and with 7:01 left in the second quarter, Wayne leads the ball game 38-7, and Falcons getting 38 points on three Carson Kiefer touchdown runs, and we are going to get a little fancy with the stat sheet here, but we have the first series for the Falcons ended with a 42-yard touchdown run by Carson, and then a couple of fumbles into the next two drives, and then a Carson touchdown run, and then the next series was a 24-yard touchdown reception, more to Wilson, and quarterback holding his shoulder kind of gingerly over on the sidelines. Hope he's okay. Grandview Christian now from the gun with the backup quarterback. Pitches it to the right side, and stepping up to hit him hard, Carson Kiefer. Speak softly and carry a Carson Kiefer, I like to say. And the hit comes at the 7, no gain. So we are 3rd down and 10 from the 7. Grandview Christian with one split out to the left, covered by Dakota Lovett. And into the backfield, it looks like Mitch Sinclair spinning around, tackling, solo tackle for a loss. No, that's not Sinclair. That is 63, Matt Ballin. Gotta like that. The sophomore getting in and getting some action. Nice play. I'm Matty B. Great Western Bank, great play for Matt. And the ball sits at the Grandview Christian. Oh, and it's a fake punt, and throwing it, and it will be picked off by Dakota Lovett and should have dropped the ball, because now Wayne will have it all the way back at the 24. Line of scrimmage was inside the 5. But Lovett wanted the stats, and he's going to get them. an interception return of zero by number 12. And the Falcons have it at the 23, leading 38-7. Pitch back to Carson, running right, and waits for the block, gets it, and pushes his way out toward, and he'll be right around the first down mark at the inside the 15. And I think we're going to have a copy plus. No. It is a first down with the ball at the 13. And with Carson behind him, Moore under center, hands it to Carson, has to back up, and will back up to the 15. And loss of two on the play. So Carson with a 10-yard pickup and a 2-yard loss on this drive so far. And the Falcons have it inside the Rods Auto red zone. He did pick up a Farm Bureau first down on that last run, or the first down run. But lost two there, and it'll be second and 12 for Wayne with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Baker staying back to block. Moore throwing it over the middle. Knocked down near the goal line by Grandview Christian. It'll be third down. So that was incomplete on second down, and from the 15, the Falcons will have third down. Got to get to inside the 3 for a first. Moore dropping back, rolling right, throwing over the middle. It is complete, incomplete. That's in the end zone, knocked away. Sure, attempted to go to Wilson, but incomplete. And that'll bring up a fourth down from the Grandview Christian 15. I don't think on a wet field they're going to even try a field goal. So with 4:02 to go, Wayne leading 38-7, Falcons will go for it on fourth and 12. Wilson and Nickel to the right, Carson to the left, Blade is the only back with Moore under center. Will drop straight back, Blade in there. Moore trying to run up the middle, and we'll get back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more. That's your turnover on down. So I guess it's pretty much the same as a punt into the end zone, and Grandview Christian will take over from their own 15 after calling a copy plus timeout. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Several Great Western Bank great plays here in the first half of the Falcons. And coming up at your high V halftime, we'll try to do a quick statistical report of the first half from this brand new press box. Just got the windows caulked tonight, and we're ready to go. And your halftime, again, being brought to you by Gordon Hy-Vee, and your Hy-Vee halftime is one of my favorite things to do, trying to tally things up. Helpful smile in every aisle. Check out Hy-Vee's weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. And your Hy-Vee halftime is coming up in 3 minutes and 56 clock seconds, with the Falcons leading right now 38-7. Grandview Christian has the ball at their own 15. And they've got people spread out every direction now in motion. Quarterback will run and gets through the line, gets through the secondary. He's got some speed, being chased by Wilson, diving. No yellow on the field. That's a 65-yard touchdown for the Grandview Christian quarterback. Burt in at quarterback, the running back, and he is gone 65 yards with 3:46 to go in the first quarter. And they will, I don't know if they're bringing out the kicking tee again. They kicked the first one and made it. Why not do it again? I mean, if you can get a point, get the point. Shows you what I know, they're calling for two. So your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for Grandview Christian. And a flag is down before the snap. Play clock is at zero, and that must be what happened. That'll be a delay of game against Grandview Christian. So they'll back them up five and try it again. 38-13 at the moment, but Grandview Christian lining up for a two-point PAT attempt. In motion, the quarterback gets the, and heads up the middle. It's Burt again. He's fighting and diving, but I think he would have made it from three, but couldn't make it from eight, and PAT attempt fails. Making your score with 3:46 to go in the second quarter, Wayne 38, Grandview Christian 13. And we will send that one back to the studio. 38-13. Send. You can text us with questions or comments at 641-870-4469. And keep it clean in case we want to read it on the air. Falcons. Leading 38-13, and they have been hitting hard enough to cause fumbles on defense, laying down the lumber, and for your lumber and construction service, supplies, small hand tools, lumber, Allard Lumber Company has whatever you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. And deep for the Falcons. On the far side is Carson. Near side is Trevor. They'll kick to Trevor. And that'll get into the end zone on the fly. Touchback. So from their own 15, Wayne will take over leading 38-13 with 3:46 to go. And the snap, Moore, he hands it off and running up the middle and now bouncing it to the outside is Carson. And he's got a lead as they cross midfield in the 30, the 20, 10. And that is a Falcon touchdown for Carson Kiefer. A flower pot touchdown. And so from the 15, that is a 65-yarder and we'll have to do some ciphering, but he could be closing in on 200 yards here in the first half. That's his fourth rushing touchdown. Carson Kiefer with 3:34 to go and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Two receivers to the right. Nobody behind Moore. He's rolling to the right, going to throw it toward the end zone, and has Nickel for two. Trent Moore to Keaton Nickel, and it's 46-13, which is a 33-point deficit, so it's still not continuous clock. And we will have a People's Company kickoff here coming up, brought to you by Jared Chambers and People's Company. Thank them for sponsoring Falcon football, as well as the Flower Pot at Carson Kiefer's Camper, brought to you by the Flower Pot on the Corydon Square. For all your local floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Corydon. Your full-service floral and gift shop, 872-3600, 872-3600, for all your floral and gift needs. Tell the Floral Pot, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. This touchdown is for you. Carson Kiefer going deep, planting one deep, courtesy of the Flower Pot. Your People's Company kickoff by Wilson will get into the end zone for a touchback. So the Thunder and the Falcons trading 65-yard touchdown runs in the last couple drives, and this game's getting exciting here. One play drives, something we've seen quite a bit over the last few years. 3:32 to go in the second quarter until your Hy-Vee halftime, with the Falcons leading the game at the moment. Grandview Christian with the ball. Matley tries to time his rush. Mitch can't get a hand on Burt. Baker in the backfield will bring him down inside the 20. Boy, that Blade Baker, he's a smart player. He's fast. He gets where he's supposed to go, and he'll hit you with everything he's got, all 100. Well, he's at least 100. No, I'm just kidding, Blade. Probably 160. I'm sure on a football program they have him at 175 or something like that. Let's see. The Blade Baker. No, 160. All right. Honesty, truth in advertising. Shotgun snap and heavy pressure from Matley, and causes an underthrow. Picked off by Nickel at the 30, and he scoots up the middle, and now scampering out to the right. It's a pick six. No flags. Keaton Nickel grabs it at the Grandview Christian 30, heads up the middle, and finds his way through. And that's a great Western Bank. Great play. Keaton Nickel. Touchdown Falcons with 2:42 to go. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Carson wide right. Keaton, or Wilson wide left. Baker behind Moore. Moore drops straight back. Throwing to the right. Carson threw his hands. Incomplete. PAT attempt fails. And the Falcons put six more on and lead it. At the moment, 52-13. With 2:42 to go in quarter number two, and starting to get a little bit of clarity on our, perhaps, on our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the First Half. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Dale Shivers, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. They are another of our charter advertisers on these broadcasts now in our sixth season. And Maddie Bellin will tee up the People's Company kickoff to Grandview Christian, with the Falcons leading 52-13, 2:42 to go. Grandview Christian picks it up, comes to the right side, and trying to get out and around. They'll be brought down across the 25, short of the 30. And Runyon runs him down. I'm sorry, Bradford on that one. Runyon is 50, Bradford is 51. Couldn't see all of the number. from their own 26. From the gun. I think that's Burt in at quarterback, and not a great snap, but fields it well, running to his left, throwing and intercepted by Wilson. Trevor asserting himself all over the field, and he's coming back. Diving catch by Trevor Wilson on the Grandview side of the field will be spotted at the 33. One play and done in several of the Grandview series, and so from Grandview's 33, Moore backs in the eye behind him and will hand off to the second back. That's Carson up the middle across the 30-20. Cuts out to the right, and he is gone. Flower pot touchdown. No flag. The official, there is a flag at the 20, and it is a hold. Will negate the touchdown, but it'll still be a good run. The flag is going to back the Falcons up to their 39. 16-yard penalty is the net result of that. A 6-yard penalty from the 33 back to the 39. So it'll be first and 10 for Wayne, 1:23 and counting to go. In the second quarter, Wayne up 52-13. We're in continuous clock. Makes the handoff to a tired Carson and throws it long, incomplete, intended for Nickel. And Keaton not quite long enough to catch that one. But incomplete or not, with the spread at 39 points, we're still continuous. And so we'll run it now under a minute. And the Falcons, if they want to score, are going to have to learn to keep an eye on the clock and manage that. Hand off to Carson, coming left, back up the middle, hit, but pushing across down to the 30, about a 9-yard pickup there. So, and Coach Elliott will take a couple plus timeout. And Carson will, if we can write it down correctly, will get 9 there, but with the penalty before, it'll still be third down and 7 or so to go. 41 seconds left in the first half. Till half, and rain, no real wind to speak of. Rain is falling straight down and harder. Falcons come out of the huddle, lining up, and it is Kyle Andrews at center, and Moore right behind him. Only one back with Moore, two receivers out to the right, and Moore will roll to the right. Blade blocks for him, and the pass is incomplete. 35 seconds and rolling. It's fourth down, though. Falcons will probably just run this and get what they get, maybe a touchdown, but Lovett and Wilson out to the right. Carson lines up at tight end on the left side. Baker, the only back behind Moore. Moore rolling to the right. Looking to throw. Nobody's open. Moore's going to take off up the field and get a few yards. he'll be short of the first down, but he'll kill the first half clock as he gets to the 24. And run of eight by number eight. Got a 6 yard pickup there, and that's the end of the first half. And your halftime score is Lane 52-13 for Grandview Christian. And we are at IV halftime, 52-13 at Falcon. Okay. From their own 15, Grandview Christian will start the second half of the ball, moving from right to left. Troy Arnold on the defensive line. Nick Matley in at linebacker. Wilson will split out wide with the wide receiver, Carson, and linebacker along with Blade Baker. They're talking to each other, and the pitch to the right, now cutting it back, but now straight up the middle to get some room. It'll be Arnold, Baker. Running back gets across the 20. And he'll get to the 21, pickup of 6. Second down, Grandview Christian, Wayne leading 52-13 with 11:20 left in quarter number 3 here in opening night, week 1. Need to check our Thunderbolt app for other scores, but we've been kind of busy, and Baker with the tackle, short of the first down at the 23. It'll pick up of a couple, and it'll be third down from their own 23. Grandview Christian with the ball, Lane with the lead of 52-13, under 11 to go. Matley roaming the middle, and Baker moves over to the left with Carson. Flag down, no play. And it is a false start. So it'll be from the back to the their own 18 and 10:31 to go. Lane up by 39 points. Arnold and Runyon and Sinclair on the defensive line for the Falcons. High snap, but fielded, and heading out to the right, gets around Mitch, heading upfield is the quarterback, and he will have enough for a first down for Grandview Christian. And ball will be at the 28. So, first and 10 now, Grandview Christian, new set of downs. And we'll see what they do with them. Falcons lining up, talking to each other on defense. That's good to see. Matley in the backfield, but can't bring him down. Gets some help from teammates. Carson and Blade are there, but it is Arnold with the first hit. Troy Arnold bringing him down for no gain. Second and 10. Receiver out to the right, one in the slot, and one back with the quarterback in the gun. Clean snap this time, looking to pass, throwing it over the middle, low, but caught, and brought down shy of midfield by Baker and Matley. Bert completes it to number 25, Caleb Humburg, and it is, I'm told, his birthday. 11-yard pickup for a first down, second of the drive. This is, I believe, the first drive they've had two first downs. And so from their own 39, Grandview Christian moving the ball to start the third quarter here from this shotgun, outrunning Matt Lee to the right. And Bert now cutting over the middle, across the 40, across the 30, the Falcon 30, inside down to just shy of the 25. 26-yard line, so it'll be 5, 10, 15. Yard pickup there, and it'll be another Grandview Christian first down. Now from the Falcon 26. Threatening here. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Wayne leading 52-13. Grandview Christian marching the ball. Three first downs. And the pitch now. Not much to do with it. Chasing it over is Carson. And now the rest of the guys get there. Wilson and Bradford and, but I mean, that play was stopped by Carson Kiefer. And the ball is spotted at the 28. So a loss of two. And it'll be second and 12 for Grandview Christian as we go under 7 minutes left in the third quarter, and quarterback option keeping it heading upfield. He's going to have near a first down. I think he might be just short. Carson with the tackle, but a nice run by Bert filling in at quarterback. And they put it at the 17, so now they turn second and long into third and short. Grandview Christian looking for their fourth first down of the drive here, and they've eaten up almost half the third quarter already. Clean snap, pitches it, and heading upfield, it'll be a Thunder first down. And Bellin with the tackle. And they are at the 15, so a two-yard pickup is another first down, and we're under six to go in the quarter. Arnold, and now we've got Logan Smith in there on defense, I think, maybe the freshman. And fakes the handoff, quarterback going up the middle, and will be brought down by big Troy Arnold. Nice tackle by Troy, and the ball will be at the 13. So from the Falcon 13, Grandview Christian now, as we come near 5 minutes left in the third quarter, still has the ball after taking the second half kickoff courtesy of People's Company. And the handoff up the middle will get a couple. He's spotted just outside the 10. Call it the 11. And it'll be third down for Grandview Christian from the Falcon 11. In comes Runyon. Runyon, Bradford, Arnold, the front three for the Falcons. Baker, Matley, and Kiefer. And then you got Wilson and Nickel playing deep. He's our nickel back. Back to pass, some pressure, but now flushed out and around to the side, throwing it toward the end zone. Touchdown, Grandview Christian. Some initial good defense by the Falcons, but athletic quarterback gets around to the outside, has time to pass, and finds a receiver open in the end zone for a touchdown with 4:16 to go in the third quarter, and Thomas Randolph PAT attempt will go down to the other end. They must be kicking. And they are moving down to the other end of the field, so they must be at least lining up as though they're going to kick an extra point. They kicked one earlier and made it, so you know he can do it. It's a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt by Grandview Christian, trailing Wayne for the moment, 52-19, pending this play. And not a great snap, but a good hold. And wow, what a leg. And that'll make it 52-20, Wayne. And we are back out of continuous mode. He had three times the height he needed to make that. And Wayne will get their first shot at the ball here in the second half. Falcons very familiar with the back and forth type of a game right now. It's 52-20, and People's Company kickoff being brought to you by Jared Chambers of People's Company, providing agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon Football. You can reach him at 641-414-0234. Jared Chambers, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Okay. Carson on the near side, Trevor on the far side, deep for the Falcons, and with the extra point that they just kicked, I can't imagine not getting that to the end zone, and it does fly in for touchback. So 4:16 left in the third. We are back to regular time, 52-20, Wayne leading, and they will start it from their own 15. Troy Arnold in on the offensive line. Runyon. Andrews. You got to love Kyle's shoes. And Bradford on the other side. So Andrews flanked by Runyon and Bradford. And the pitch goes left to Carson, cutting it upfield across the 20, and will be brought down there. Spot him at the 23, 8-yard pickup on first down for Carson. And again, unofficially, Carson had 19 carries, 224 yards, and 4 TDs there in the first half. And Baker, offset eye, hand off Carson. Left side, first down yardage, out across the 30 and out of bounds on the left. And that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at the 32. 9-yard pickup there. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. 8-yard pickup and a run and a 9-yard run for Carson Kiefer on the first two offensive plays here in the second half. Troy, tight end, double tight end, and he flips out to the left and drops it straight back as Moore looking upfield for Keaton, underthrown, but complete at the 30 and brought down inside the 25. Keaton Nickel with the catch. And they'll spot it at the 24. So 8 and 16, that's a 24-yard pickup. Moore being quite efficient today, and that's another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Carson comes out to the right. Blade, the only back, gets the handoff, going straight up the gut, and will push his way toward the 20, but he'll be a yard or so short. Blade Baker on the carry. Gets to the 21-ish. Give him three. And Carson now back behind Moore again. And the double tight end look. And it is pitched back to Carson running to the right side. Now back up the middle and back outside. Inside the 15, Carson Kiefer. And at the ball is at the 13. An 8-yard pickup for Carson gives the Falcons a Farm Bureau first down. And 25 yards on this drive to go with 2:24 in the first half. He's up nearing 2:50. And fakes the pitch and hands it off up the middle to Trevor, I think. And it gets inside the 5. Call it the 4, 9-yard pickup. And then Rod's out of red zone, knocking on the door for a flower pot touchdown. Moore hands it off to Baker. Baker up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. That's a lot better than playing tackle, isn't it, Blade? Get the ball once in a while, touchdown. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. And we have a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons, and they will go for 2. Pitches it back. Wilson running to the left and grits his way after initial contact. Had him stopped in the backfield, but legs kept turning, and Trevor Wilson gets the yards and the 2 points, and that gives the Falcons 60 for the game, 20 for the Thunder, and we're back in continuous clock. Or we'll be after the kickoff. To 20, Grandview Christian trailing Wayne, but about to get a People's Company kickoff. And let us see if we can quickly check our Thunderbolt app. We're going to go back on our 4G signal. The Wi-Fi here is a little bit shady at Saydell. And by shady, I meant it's getting darker here. Not that there's anything going on, but it just didn't seem real reliable. And the People's Company kickoff is fielded at the 6. And Bird is heading straight up the field and will be brought down by Bradford at the 23-yard line. Okay. Thunderbolt app, Albia 20, Mount Air 0 in the third. Sheraton 21, Centerville 0. Halftime. Leans up 60-20. Hey, they're up to date. Let's see if we can find any other 8 player scores. Pleasantville 9, Colfax Bingo 7. And we have a copy plus timeout by the Thunder with the ball on the 23-yard line, 42.8 seconds to go in quarter number 3. Wayne leads 60-20. Okay. Moravia 13, Tri-County 0, first quarter weather delay. Twin Cedars 20, English Valley 0, first quarter weather delay. Colonesco 53, Melcher Dallas 0 in the second quarter. And this, a week after Melcher Dallas played a week 0 game and lost to Murray, Wayne's next week opponent, 48-0. So they're being outscored 101 to zip on the season. Melcher Dallas, the Falcon homecoming opponent later on this season. Okay, we're back. 43 seconds and rolling. Grandview Christian ball at their own 23, trailing Wayne by 40, pitches back, and Mitch Sinclair with a big hit brings him down. And the ball is across the 25. They'll put it at the 26. And we're down to 15 seconds. They're still in the huddle. They're going to need to hurry to get a playoff before the end of the quarter. 8 and counting, and they're just lining up now. 4, 3, 2, 1. Nope. The quarter expires. Flag down on the play. Don't understand that. Waving it off. Okay. End of the quarter. Quarter 3 ends with Falcons leading 60-20 here in on Seidel's Field. Grandview Christian, the home team, and the Road Warrior Falcons with the lead. And again, Colonesco 53, Melcher Dallas 0. We will pass on any further commentary on that score. But for right now, we will text in. Our score, okay. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. And for all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon, 872-2338. Get tires, have them mounted and balanced, or fix a flat. Call Rod's Auto, 872-2338, or take your vehicle to 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Here come the Falcons, fourth quarter. It is Grandview Christian's ball, second down, and about 7 to go. And misdirection, quarterback runs to the left, gets through the line, first down yardage, and then some out near midfield before being brought down by Ben Saunders. And 13-yard pickup and a first down for Grandview Christian at their own 39. Wayne up 60-20, and lots of JV kids out there now. Shotgun, throwing it over the middle, complete! And out on his own was Trent Moore, the quarterback in the defensive backfield, got the tackle, touchdown-saving tackle at the 25-yard line, but another first down. Grandview Christian moving the ball successfully here in the second half. Several first downs. Had a touchdown on their first drive, but the Falcons answered with a touchdown of their own. Pressure, and the pass is incomplete as Blake Moore and Mitch Sinclair putting pressure on the quarterback on that play. And with 10.5 minutes left to go in the game, it'll be second and 10 for Grandview Christian, with Wayne up pressure again coming from the defensive end. Throws it out. Oh, and a good open field tackle out there by Keith Nickel. Shy of the 20. Wow. That could have been a touchdown, but Keith Nickel put one on him. Allard Lumber Company laying down the lumber. Big hit. And the ball sits at the 22. And it'll be third down. Grandview Christian, third down from the Falcon 22. 9.5 to go in the game with Lane up 60 to 20. And fakes the throw, heading it up the middle of the field. Baker's there, brings him down inside the 20, but short of the first down. Blades awfully quick and can move side to side. Bert is a good runner. But he couldn't shake Blade on that one and brought down at the 19. So it's fourth and about four to go for Grandview Christian, trailing Wayne by 20, and rolling, throwing it to the left. It's complete. It's inside the 10. That'll be another Grandview Christian Thunder first down. Rasmussen, the receiver, and a 10-yard pickup. The Thunder have another first down. They're putting some Thunder on the Falcons now. First and goal from the Falcon 9. 8:20 to go in the game. Moving the ball here in the second half, Grandview Christian. And the quarterback takes a snap, comes around, tries to cut it up, and he does. Little juke at the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Grandview Christian. Mitch Sinclair, a little slow getting up. Looks like his right ankle giving him fits, or a knee maybe, but he's staying in the huddle. He ain't going to the sidelines for nothing. 9-yard touchdown run. And the kicking tee comes out for Grandview Christian. But the touchdown comes with 8:11 to go in the fourth. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up, and the exchange student, the clean, it was, that one is blocked. It was a little slow developing, and Carson gets in there and gets a piece of it. So your 60 to 26 is your score with 8:11 to go. There's been a lot of rain tonight, but it looks fairly clear now. A lot of rain and. Now in the second half here, the Thunder has come. They actually lead the Falcons in the second half, 13-8. So we got a People's Company kickoff return coming up for the Falcons. They bunched in the middle, or the four front men. From their own 30, and that's a good move. That'll easily get 5 yards into the end zone for a touchback. And a kicker that can consistently get the ball to the end zone is a defensive weapon, because if you can keep a team in eight-player ball from even being able to attempt a return, you're going to stop maybe a touchdown every game or two from happening. Okay, still got Baker and Carson behind Moore. Trent pitches to Carson, running to the far side, gets a little bit of space, gets outside, and track meet is over. Flower pot touchdown, Carson Keeper, 65-yard one-play drive. And unofficially, we had him with 224 in the first half and 1625, 90 yards here. So he's over 300 for the game with his fifth touchdown run. And Carson Keeper gives the Falcons a 66-26 lead, pending the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT, and Wilson runs it into the right side. And with even 8 minutes to go, it took Carson 11 seconds to run 65 yards. And it's 68-26. And we've got 8 left in the game. Carson Keeper out to the right side, and once he got the corner, he had the speed to take it all the way to the house. But that 65-yard touchdown might seal the deal on wrapping up the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game performance for Carson Keeper, number 3. Speak softly and carry a Carson Keeper, I like to say. But we are 8 minutes from the conclusion of this game, and Wayne is sitting at 68 points. May not get another possession, especially if Grandview Christian can pick up another couple of first downs. Continuous clock. He scored 92 points last season, and he's starting off tonight with 5 touchdowns. We'll have to check on the PATs, but the People's Company kickoff gets to the end zone. And it's a touchback. Grandview Christian will begin at their own 15, trailing Wayne 68-26. So we got Ben Saunders in, Nick Matley, and it is Stetson Baker in there. It is a copy plus timeout for the Falcons. Or is that for the Eagles? It was a timeout anyway. And the Cordon IV is an example of a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They've got fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Charter sponsors of these broadcasts now in our 6th season. Stetson Baker on the corner on the near side. Let's see what the youngster can do. And it is a pitch and a fumble. It'll go out of bounds inside the 10. Blake Moore in there, and Matt Bellin putting some pressure on. It'll be spotted at the 10, loss of 5 on the play. Second down for Grandview Christian. Try to get you all these players' number for the Falcons. 66 is Spencer Buba, the freshman, in on the left end. And pitch to the left side and some contact, but he won't go down as the running back across the 15, pushing his way out to about the 18 or so. Good run, especially after contact. Number 11, Peyton Lever on the carry gets to the 19. 9-yard pickup there. It'll be third down with 6:45 and counting to go. Okay, we got Ryan McConaughey out there on defense. Matt Ballon, Blake Moore. We'll get you some more here. Okay, number 45 is Jeffrey Alexander, a freshman. Yeah, boy, Jeffrey in on that middle linebacker and putting some pressure on, causing a false start. 5-yard penalty. Backs Grandview up to their own 14, where the Thunder will have third down still. Third and long. From the gun. Lots of JV bodies out there. Pressure. And is that Big Matty B? Matt Bellin with the sack. And it'll be from the 8-yard line now, fourth down for Grandview Christian. And fourth and the rest of Friday, 5:40 and rolling in the fourth. Punt formation for the Thunder. Clean snap and gets the punt away, coming to the near side. Bounces, Grandview bounce across the 30, their own 30, 32. So the punt to the Grandview 32, where Wayne will take over. So the Falcons will have the ball back. For all your floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Corydon, your full-service floral and gift shop on the square in Corydon. Call 872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. The Flower Pot, 641-872-3600. Find them on the west side of the Corydon Square. All right, let's see. We could have... Okay, Blake Moore will be the quarterback with Ben Saunders and Stetson Baker behind him. Hand off to Stetson to the right side. Has a little room, gets 8 or 9. Stetson Baker. Put him at the 23, so a 9-yard pickup for Stetson. On first down, good job. From the Thunder 23, we're under 5 to go. Blake under center. Hands it off. First back through is Saunders, I believe. And he should have a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Ben Saunders with the carry. And that will be a Falcon first down. Inside the 20 to the 19, a 4-yard pickup. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Inside the Rods Auto Red Zone, Blake Moore hands it off. It's Stetson coming this way. He's got some room to the 10 and forced out of bounds there. Good run. Oh, I'm sorry, Marks Jacobson. Nice. The freshman getting in. They gave Brooks number 1 because they didn't have any lower numbers, and it was the smallest uniform they had, but he knows I'm kidding, I hope. From the 10, and pushing up the middle is enough for a Farm Bureau first down for Stetson Baker. First down and goal for the Falcons from the 2. Armuro first down inside the Rondado red zone. Falcons looking to put a flower pot touchdown on the board. And Moore has Matley in now at fullback, and he'll get the ball. And not much doing there. Good defense up the middle. Flag down on the field. It's a false start versus the Falcons. So it should be first and goal now from the 7. And we are, as soon as they set the ball, ready to roll the clock at 3 minutes. Okay, Matt Lee with Stetson behind him. Handoff is to Baker. Baker coming to the left side. Into the end zone, touchdown. Stetson Baker, courtesy of the flower pot in Corydon. Stetson says, hey, guys, thanks for the extra 5 yards on my rushing stat. And a 7-yard touchdown by Stetson Baker comes at 2:48 to go in the fourth. Falcons leading 74-26, and the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will go for two. Blake will hand it off, and will be short. Nick Matley, and so 74-26, Wayne with 2:48 to go. And Wayne's winning the second half again. So 74-26. And we will be in continuous clock. That flower pot touchdown was another Great Western Bank great play of the game. Great Western Bank reminds you that the single largest investment you'll probably ever make is buying a home. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. The Falcons are having a great night tonight. People's Company kickoff coming. And that looks like Matty B out there backing up. He's got, we'll have to get you. And it's a high short kick, fielded inside the 20 and heading up the field, brought down with a good hard hit by Spencer Boobin. Going to have to get that number in our heads, folks. 66, Spencer Boobin. By the time he's done, he's going to be special. Just a freshman. And he's going to stay in place of D-line. Grandview Christian will start at their own 28. Wayne up 74-26 with 2:19 to go. And we've got a copy plus timeout. Okay, Sawyer Nickel is out there on defense. Sawyer number 2 is Keaton number 5's younger brother. So Blade's younger brother, Keaton's younger brother, a couple of good bloodlines there for the Falcons. Jeffrey Alexander will be on the field for the Falcons. Ben Saunders coming out. Ryan McConaughey. Blake Moore. Spencer Boobin. Brooks Jacobson. Stetson Baker. I hope that was 8. I think we got them all. But from their own 28, the pitch. Hit in the backfield, but gets free. And first down yardage. Hard to bring down is the Thunder runner, and finally is, but first down Ball spotted at the Wayne 30, so 12 and 10, 22-yard run, and a first down for Grandview Christian at the Falcon 30 with 1:45 to go. Okay. McConaughey at nose guard. Moving on the left end, Blake Moore on the right. Handoff up the middle. Boobin grabs him and brings him down. A little bit of help from Seth Sheriff, freshman out there. So Seth, a couple of freshmen teaming up on the tackle as we're down to 1:10 to go. Ball is at the Falcon 28-yard line after the 2-yard pickup. Jacobson comes to the left to cover the receiver over here. A couple of backs with the quarterback in the gun, one to each side, and they stay in the block. He steps up, and pressure from the line. Flag goes down. Quarterback goes down. Zach Moore was right there. Boobin was right there. And I think the penalty is going to be against Wayne, but we'll... It is a face mask, must be the 5-yard variety because he didn't signal. The preliminary was not a personal foul, but yeah, it's 5-yard face mask penalty. Second down from the 25. And the pitch, oh, ball's on the turf, but it comes right back up to him. Great open field tackle by Stetson Baker for a loss on the play. Great Western Bank, great play of the game, and it could end the game. There's 25 seconds and clock is rolling. And with 10 to go, they're still in the huddle, and I think we maybe have seen the last play of the game, and a great Western Bank, great play to end it by Stetson Baker with an open field tackle from behind, and the Falcons will win the game right now, and your final is 74-26, and Falcons move to 1-0, Grandview Christian to 0-1, and we will wrap it up. I've got 16:25, 90 yards on 4 carries in the second half for Carson. So 23 carries, 314 yards, and 5 touchdowns for Carson Kiefer in his first game at halfback, playing fullback last year, blocking for his brother. He's got Blade Baker there blocking for him this year, and that's not a bad thing to have either. But 23 carries, 314 yards, 5 touchdowns unofficially for Carson will make him the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game for the Falcons. But a great team effort defensively, 5 interceptions by 4 different players, 2 of them by Trevor Wilson, and still looking for a good nickname for Trevor if you have one. Text it to 641-870-4469, and by the end of the year, we'll come up with a good nickname for the speedy Trevor Wilson. Trent Moore with a solid game at quarterback, Wilson with a fine game. Keith Nichol played well. Blade Baker with some great blocking. And